Every day, 22 veterans in the United States commit suicide. The Blue Angels Foundation is working hard to reduce that number by raising money to provide PTS treatment and transitional housing to these brave men and women who have sacrificed so much. But we cannot do it alone. We need your help. Make plans to attend an evening of music, stories, and more as we come together to raise money for our wounded warriors. See you there.
That is the voice of Jonathan Banks, and that is a video that is on the Blue Angels Foundation Veterans Day celebration page, the promoting the event. Joining us now, we have the president of the Blue Angels Foundation, Mike Campbell, a retired commander in the reserves, former member of the Blue Angels, 87 to 88, and he joins us now by phone. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, it's good to be with you. How's everybody doing down there in Pensacola?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Absolutely wonderful. We're still digging out a little bit from Sally. You know, enough people are still suffering from that and dealing with the bridge outcome of all that. But still, other than that, it's always Pensacola, and that's always a good thing. So maybe just take a moment. For people who don't understand what the Blue Angels Foundation is and what y'all do, can you just take a second and tell them? Because it is such important work.
Sure, and thanks for the opportunity to speak to the great people of Pensacola. The Blue Angels Foundation, we support what we call the continuum of care, and very quickly, the two key elements of that are transition housing and helping the wounded warrior resolve post-traumatic stress. We're finding that if we can get veterans and specifically wounded warriors into transition housing, network them for employment, have them complete their education and get this PTS protocol completed, they can be well on their way to reestablishing self-esteem, self-confidence, and go on out in the civilian community and have a really productive life. One of the most challenging things that most people don't understand, and I did not really understand it myself until I got involved with this, is the word transition. So whenever we're transitioning in our life, most of us have some level, whether we want to admit it or not, a pullback in our self-confidence. You know, can I do it? Am I going to be able to do the next thing? And you just think about positive transitions in your life, you know, going from high school to college or JV baseball to varsity baseball. When you make a step up or just make a step, you're wondering, how am I going to do? Well, imagine the wounded warrior. You've got a 25, 28-year-old young man or woman who is making a transition from active duty disabled to retired, active duty injured to retired disabled. And they're leaving these veterans' hospitals missing limbs, possibly badly burned, possibly with post-traumatic stress. They have few resources, and they don't have a network. So who do they turn to? Who does their spouse turn to? Who do their parents turn to? Who do their siblings turn to help this person? And that's precisely where we're stepping in to help these people. And I think we're doing a terrific job. We've got great partners. We're trying to exploit the Blue Angels Foundation name and have people take advantage of that. We've got a great brand. We're an all-volunteer board made up of former Blue Angels who feel like, hey, you know, it was an honor to serve our country as Navy and Marine Corps officers. And what a privilege it was to live in Pensacola and, you know, be a Blue Angel. And now it's our turn to give back to that next generation of men and women who have, you know, raised their right hand to serve our country, have gone overseas, and unfortunately gotten banged up. And when they come home, we have an obligation to take care of them and make sure they can transition.
Absolutely.
So, Andrew, it's all about that word transition. And what the wounded warrior needs to hear is not our sympathy for them, but rather they need to hear mentorship. They need to hear, hey, we love you. We're thankful for what you did, and we're here to help you.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're all about.
I love that. And as you say, anytime you go into a big change in life, it's already a daunting, concerning thing. And especially when you're coming out of the military, an environment in which, you know, the day is, you know what to expect day to day, just like anything you do for a long enough time, but especially so in the military. And then all of a sudden, you're thrown out of that circumstance, you're disabled, wounded, you're coming into a whole bunch of new problems and challenges to handle. And as we know, unfortunately, from the intro video and many other things, we know that this is a very, very discouraging time for an awful lot of our veterans, unfortunately. And so anything that you guys can do to help, and the fact that you're using, as you say, you know, one of those sort of great, we're going to use our good name in order to do this necessary thing that we wish wasn't necessary, but really is. We're talking to Mike Campbell. He is the president of Blue Angels Foundation. Mike, you've got an event coming up on Wednesday. It's going to be at 7 o'clock Eastern, but also again at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Can you maybe tell people what to expect on Wednesday and what you want them to do?
Yeah, so what we've done is we'd love people to join the broadcast. We've got two. We're expecting people to join from, you know, both coasts, and we've even got people registered from different places around the world. And we're going to show, give a basically about a 40 to 45 minute run of show that'll be very patriotic. It'll be fun, but it will also be serious. It'll tell in the words of veterans. We've got a panel of veterans speaking about attempted suicide, speaking about this transition, and you'll hear it from them. You'll hear words about our mission, kind of like I just described. You'll hear from a former Blue Angel flight leader, George Dom, about gratitude and our obligation as Navy and Marine Corps officers to serve our country, but also all of the citizens in our country to pay back the veterans who have served, and specifically the wounded warriors. We've got some great entertainment in Jeff Dunham. Tanya Tucker's joining us for a great shout out. We've got some great music, I'm really excited about the virtual show we're putting on. So please join us. If you can't join us, Laura may have told you, you can text a donation to Save Lives. That's one word, Save Lives, 91999. You can do that anytime, and we welcome anybody's support and appreciate it. But we'd really love people to come on the show. I think right now, with COVID and with the election and just different things happening this year, people will find this will be a patriotic event that they'll really, really be glad they attended, and I hope they can.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you're looking for it online, it's blueangelsfoundation.org, and you can find the event there. We'll put a link up on our Facebook page, of course, as well, to make sure that you can find it on Wednesday evening. Well, Mike Campbell, he is the president of the Blue Angels Foundation, doing God's work, helping support our wounded and disabled veterans as they return home and try to transition into civilian life, and just making sure that that transition goes well. It really is important work. Mike, thanks so much for your service. Thanks for your time on the Blues. Thanks for doing this when you don't have to anymore, but as you know, doing it because it is absolutely the right thing to do. We appreciate the work, and like I said, I'll share all this stuff on our Facebook page in just a little while. Thank you so much for the time this morning, Mike.
Okay, you guys have a great day.